Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Arena Vincent, exploring the arena of life with Arena Vincent podcast. What's up, y'all? How's everybody doing out there, man? Another episode is going to get recorded slowly but surely. I'm going to try to boot this motherfucker out, put this out by Tuesday? No, by the end of the month. So I think that's the 30th, I want to say, Friday. So I'll try to get it out by Friday. We're in, today's Monday, so, just trying to get it out there, I didn't record no bits and pieces this time. I recently left my overnight job that I had. I recently left, and that was it wasn't a long route, but that was a long journey. I would have to travel about 50 miles, each way, so I would record a little bit more here and there and all that. So, as we are, life changes, but then I understand, man, the money, man, you gotta get the money, we'll see what happens next, but find another overnight job would be cool, and we'll see it from there, man, but gotta find something closer, man, it was killing me. The drive, but it was worth it, man. Get those paychecks. They're just 4 days of work. Going out there was decent for every 2 weeks of pay, but it is what it is. It was my fault as a person, time management wise. I wasn't managing my time correctly, getting there. So I would get late a lot. And at first I noticed that, nobody really said anything. Nobody cared. I mean, management wise, but I guess, maybe fellow coworkers felt it was unfair, and I don't know who, somebody mentioned it or opened, somebody said something about it, so, which is fine, I mean, I don't like that when people do that, coworkers do that shit, but I get it, if they want to be treated the same way everybody else is. I never did anything to get that treatment, though, so that's the funny part. But I get it. Some people think, oh, you're being nice to the boss or you're a brown. Fuck that shit. I ain't doing none of that shit. The only thing was the boss never saw me because I worked overnights. And I really had no problems. I never brought no problems up. Usually, I did my job usually to the way I was supposed to, the way I was trained to do it. So, nothing really. The only time I ever contacted him was just later to ask him to remind him to put my PTO in. Or my vacation, vacation pay, sick pay, shit. That was about it, But I did notice I was getting late, and it did add up. So, that was my fault, man. So that's what happens. And I was like, oh, you're just getting late, because this wasn't your main job or your main focus. No, You got to, I was just getting late because, I was far. And, and then some incidents happened, and I think upper manager, not my manager, I think upper management kind of killed it for me, and the message they sent, saying like, oh, we got to cut costs, so we're going to, whatever, what they tried to do, upper management tried to do, was get rid of a whole shift, and utilize just alarms and stuff. The only thing that saved us, save that shift, and that we're still there today. I mean, I'm not there no longer, but a graveyard shift was the client that we provide services for demanded and said, no, we want human beings or people, persons on guard 24/7, not just an alarm system or, so that's what kind of nipped that in the butt. So that doesn't demotivate someone, you do your job. Your paycheck is your thank you for the most part, unless you go above and beyond and you say thanks to the motherfucker. Hey, thanks for doing that, thanks, whatever, So that kind of turned me off to the whole thing. And, the thing you have to do, for anybody listening right now, we're 4 minutes in, I'm not off topic yet. anybody listening, if you are working at a job, I get it. Even if it's your third job, second job, part-time job, just a gig that you don't really care about, but you got the job because you need extra money and the work's easy, whatever reason you're there. You know, because I'm not going to say you're, you know, even if it's your main job, pay attention to this too. If it's your main job, do not give the company, organization, whatever your company, whatever you're working for, ammunition to put it in. You know, do not give them the ammunition to fire you. And what I mean by that, I'm not saying egregious shit. I'm not saying like you're fucking stealing or you're punching people at work. Nah, you're not supposed to do that dumb shit. You know, you're not supposed to do that shit, you know. I'm talking about like just being late, leaving early too much, calling out too much, just little knick-knacky things that all can add up. Because remember, at the end of the day, I remember a union rep told us one time, you know, being parts of unions at times of during my life, they said, document everything. Because I'm telling you, management documents everything for the most part. But then there's all, and then if it's not union, there's, you know, of course you can always get a lawyer and fight if you get wrongfully, if you feel you're wrongfully terminated and all that. You can always do that, you know, take that route. And I think honestly, a lot of people do get wrongfully terminated. I think either the process wasn't followed correctly or a delay in giving your last check. Because when you say, oh, I quit, I'm leaving today, as soon as HR hears that, as soon as it's official, you know, they have, well, I think in California, would have 3 days or 3 business days, or I forget how long, to give you your last check, you know. So that, and, you know, I had places where I left. It was mutual. Like, I was just saying, hey, I'm going to have to resign because I can't longer work here no more because I found a better full-time gig, you know. And there was a delay in getting my check. HR guy, of course, he was kind of panicky. He said, hey, man, sorry, we're going to get you your check, ASAP, but right now, blah, 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 whatever, you know. But stuff like that, you know. So if it happened to me, I'm probably pretty sure some people do get wrongfully terminated. Or the reason they get terminated was correct, but the process to terminate them, something went wrong, somebody skipped a step, and that's what you get lawyers for and stuff like that, you know. So you can get pay, or, you know, it's just like a checks and balance things, you know. Or you, but if you really do, but I think some people do get wrongfully terminated. Many jobs, I think sometimes they do, but they don't go with the follow through. Let's get a lawyer, because that costs money, and you got to explain to the lawyer everything what happened. You know, if you have documentation, feeling that you're being bullied, feeling that like you know. But you know, it is what it is, and I see people still hanging on for dear life there, and that's cool too. I'm mad at you, man, but like, that's what I felt. I just felt not demotivated, but I mean, of course I worked there, you know. I'm not gonna be like, oh, fuck this, I'm gonna let whatever happen to the building. No, I'm still gonna do my job because I still get a paycheck from it. But at the end of the day, it's like, hey, upper management say, hey, we don't really want these people no more. They're trying to save costs, and the only reason why you got saved, majority of the reason was because the client said, oh, no, we need people here, what are you doing, you know. So I think that's what kind of, it was like kind of a joke in my part, like the way I looked at how everything went, was going down. And then just the tipsy-topsy-turvy of everything. There's something all the time. Because when I used to work there, I used to work 4 days a week there. And it was like a running joke for me. But every time I came back, something always new. A new policy, a new way of doing something. You know, of course, the obvious, you know, okay, don't let these people in. Somebody got laid off, somebody got fired, you know, some shit like that. That's normal. But like this like all the time, not clear on the policies, not clear on what to do, or they want to do it this way now, or they used to do it this way. Now they stopped it because everybody complained, and now they brought it back because stuff's coming back. And it's just like, to me, it was like, man, stop panicking. And I get it, because some departments react to what's going on, you know, like. So it's a reaction to what's all the bad stuff's going on. Like, so you know, Sadie brought out this product that's very popular, and they stopped selling it for a while. They stopped having it. All that went away, right? Theft reports of people stealing this product. And then next thing you know, the product comes back, and now, oh, stuff's missing. But the fact is, they put some of this product away, you know what I mean? Or I was told as well that sometimes they ship this product. Say they put like they in on like on a pallet, they'll have 40 boxes, but they will tell you on that pallet that some of these boxes are empty. So then there's the reports, oh, we found empty boxes of this product. Where's the product? It's like a whole big old, it's just a joke to me, man. But I get it, because it's a reactionary department. You got to react to what's going on. You can be proactive all you want, but if, you know, you got to react to whatever happened. So stuff like that, it was just, it was funny. But, like, I just felt like, and then, too, like, you know, if coworkers going to complain about stuff, like, to me, it's like, I get it. You know, if somebody else is doing something, if you want to complain, like, if, say, you're getting in trouble for the exact same thing other people are doing, if you want to say something, that's up to you. Just be I would go case by case, you know, because some people would say, hey, you, why are you being a little bitch for, you know? But for me, it's like, look, man. No, I'll go out and do my job. If they don't want me here, they don't want me here. You know, and if they feel like, oh, why does this person get to do this and I can't? It's like, motherfucker, I don't work that shit. You know, but I get it. So, like, there's stuff like that. So, but yeah, so that's why, I mean, usually I'll try to record bits and pieces and stuff like that. And of course, it doesn't happen sometimes because once I get home, I become lazy. So to a point, I do become lazy. You know, I'll eat. Then I want to watch TV, man. Fucking Hulu, fucking Netflix, sports. If I can get to fucking watch live sports, it's all good, man. So that's why I do what I do. And I get it. You got to be focused, man, because that shit can come back to you. You waste a lot of time. And, you know, and it can come back to you, man. It can come back to you. And, you know, you don't want to waste time. So... but it is what it is, you know. And, you know, you just got to focus on what you got to do when on your free time. Because, remember, I go back to the whole adage, man. I was thinking about this podcast a lot. And sometimes I have all these ideas or I have these things. Like I said, it's like a broken record, I know. I have all these ideas, but I never record them. Or these great takes or segments or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But I don't record, but I was thinking, like, look, man. You know, you can drop an hour podcast easily, but we don't do that. You know, we want to chill and relax. So that's what happens when we, you know, you focus on what you want to focus on. That's what you're going to focus on, you know, and that's stupid, right? Cause I just repeated myself three times, but no, that's what you want to pay attention to. That's what you're going to get involved with. Like when you have a hobby, right? And you're all into that hobby. Like, other people might not be into it, or if it's a relatively popular hobby, then if it's a relatively popular hobby, then some people might be into it. They vaguely know about it, you know, but they're not into, like, the ins and outs of it and shit. Like, oh, yeah, I got this, you know, fucking fishing rod. Like, you like fishing. I got this fishing rod, carbon fishing rod, blah, 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 fuck, you know, from high-tech shit, you know, or golfing. Yeah, I got this motherfucking whatever fucking... iron golf shit you got that fucking makes the ball go farther and shit, whatever, you know. But see, but people know of golfing, they know of fishing, but they're not really all into it, you know. So that's what I mean by when you focus in on what you got to do. Like, you want to clean, focus on just cleaning, you know. There's some people that can put like a, that, you know, i.e. like for me, you know, being a custodian or a janitor, you know, I can clean with listening to a podcast, putting an earphone in my head, listening, and I can clean, do my thing, you know. But watching sometimes I feel like, let me watch a show and clean. And I can do it, but then slowly you get distracted, slowly the show gets good, or you want to pay attention to the show more. So it's like that, man, because, and I don't know why other people will have this issue, you know, but now too, like, I recently downloaded a Pokemon trading card game, Pokemon Trading Card Live or online or whatever the fuck. It's on the phone now. And so I remember playing Pokemon the trading card game for the Game Boy Color. I fucking loved that fucking game. Yeah, I still got it. That game taught me how to play Pokemon cards. To this day, I have not played against anybody, a single human being, Pokemon yet. One day I'll play it. You know, I know they got those tournaments, but there's a lot of, you know, kid tournaments. I think adults play it too. I don't give a fuck. I'll go over there and beat the kid's ass. And Pokemon, I don't give a shit. What the fuck you looking at, man? You know, grown man playing with Pokemon cards. Man, I don't give a shit, man. It's entertaining. It's fun. You know, as long as you ain't no weirdo being a pervert to the kids or something, then you're cool. You know what I mean? I don't know why. I always just gotta clarify that, man. Sometimes people, I don't know, it just got to be clarified. But nah, man, playing Pokemon is cool. I remember they had Pokemon tournaments and stuff, and they had like they always have one every year, a Pokemon card tournament, and a winner. Usually it's pointed towards adults, young adults, teenagers, because the winner would get money for college. You know, who wins a Pokemon trading card world tournament or whatever region. Right. And all that's cool though, you know. And but yeah, man, I think that's pretty cool. I have not to this day done it yet though. But I recently downloaded a Pokemon trading card game. And I played a couple matches. Of course, you play online against other people. That's how it works. It finds you an opponent and then you play against them. And the thing is, it does keep you on track because it does have a time, like when you're looking at your cards, if you don't make a move, there's a timer. And it'll pop up on you and say, "Hey man, you gotta make a move. Make a move, you know, or the timer will make the move for you." So I think it'll let you, like, as long as your Pokemon can attack, it will attack the opponent if you don't make another move, you know. But I think it did that for me. But it's cool because it keeps you on track. So you can't be fucking around. You got to stay focused. So, like, for this game, you can't, like, for me, I can't be watching TV and playing the game. I got to stay focused on the game, you know. So I kind of like that feature because you can't casually play it, you know. But, you know, I like it, though. I feel like, but this Pokemon trading card game, it doesn't have, it just has all the new, like, the newer packs. So it doesn't have, like, the old Pokemon cards. You know, how I learned. And how I learned was, once again, I learned from the Game Boy Color game. And so they dealt with the original Pokemon cards, you know, like, the Charizard, the Blastoise, the Bulbasaur, you know, like the regular Pokemon cards, man. You know, back in the day, back when I was like in fifth, sixth grade when that shit blew up, man. And yeah, I think it was towards the end of fifth into sixth, or was it the end of sixth into the end of sixth into middle school? I forget, you know, because I remember it's towards like the end of school, or school, you know. But yeah, man, it was entertaining, you know, and I actually learning how to play it, it's cool. And that's what gets me into playing all these other tabletop card games. I have some. I've bought stuff off of Kickstarter, Kickstarter.com. You know, they have these projects that people need funding for. And, you know, I funded some. I mean, I helped fund some, and the reward is you get the product they want to bring to life or whatever, you know? So I have some. But I haven't played with nobody. I haven't played. I usually play with my wife. My wife's very open to playing, like, the stupid card games and shit like that. So that's what's cool about it, you know. But again, I have so much crap junk in my house. That's my junk. That's not organized. I got to go through that before I can really do, like, really take time to do anything, you know. Like, have fun doing this. Like, yeah, I'm gonna spend the fucking afternoon playing Pokemon fucking cards and all that, you know? It's like that. But other than that, man, everything's cool. Like, you know, I that's the thing I have a problem with, just that focus. You gotta stay focused on what you're doing. And I like, you know what's funny? I was watching Hulu the other day. Last night I was watching Hulu. I like watching this show called Wicked Tuna. You know, it's like, to me, like, white boys, man, a lot of white guys, man. I know there's Hawaiian, I know there's all people of fish, all people of different descents fishing, you know, different colors, different races, different nationalities, Asian motherfuckers, Japanese, Hawaiian motherfuckers, Samoan, but like, this Wicked Tuna takes place, they pick up tuna, they fish for tuna, right, wild tuna. Have to be 77 inches or some shit like that, 75 inches or longer or some shit like that, and off the coast of you know, the Atlantic Ocean. So usually off the coast of, like, you know, like fucking Boston motherfuckers and shit, like they got that Boston accent, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, around that area, you know. So a bunch of white boys though, man, a lot of white guys, you know. I think what Mauricio guy, Hard Merchandise, that motherfucker's Italian, but you know, whatever. You know, so, but you know, I ain't tripping, like, you know, I find it entertaining. And what I like about this season that I'm watching, is the fact that they can only catch one motherfucking fish. So they can only catch one tuna, and then they have to call it a day. They can't, like, if they hook two tunas, they have to choose what tuna they're going to take home, you know? So I like that concept. To me, because that concept's cool, because it actually means you got to get one bite, because some motherfucker may not get, like, a bite, may not get no tunas. He may not get no bites for, like, what, like, fucking 3-4 days, and then next thing you know, depending on how much the bite, how much, he could get two tunas in a day, like, in the old seasons. It used to be the motherfuckers, we were able to catch, like, two tunas and shit. So they'll be out there in the ocean doing their thing, trying to get more tunas and more tunas. Now, as soon as they catch that tuna, they take it back in. And then, you know, I think they did a little bit more dramatics on the production level and all. Like, oh, let's come find out what this fish is going to cost, you know, and all that. So that, it's kind of funny, but I still like the show. It's cool. So I'll watch that. And there's a one... Car Hunters, I think, or Hunting Cars. They're Canadian, so it was made in Canada. And these guys, as a group of two brothers, another guy named Dave. He does body for automobiles. He's a body guy, and a girl. She's like a pilot. And they go looking for cars that are abandoned, like in the woods, people's property and shit. And they pick them up. They pay money for them, and then they sell them to people who want to restore them, you know? So they're not the restorers. They're like the middleman in a way. So, but they get cars that are like fucking like trapped in ravines, fucking bushes all growing into them and shit. They take care of them. So it's entertaining. But the guy named Dave, the body guy, the guy who's a body man actor, he kind of tripped me out, man. He would get excited. And I think he was genuine, unless he's a good actor, but he would get excited about seeing cars. He would get like, you know, like, very like passionate about saving cars and oh, he loved this car, he loved that car, and like it was cool. But then towards the end of the series, season two, come to find out Dave, the motherfucking hoarder, though, not a hoarder, but he likes to collect everything. And it showed, because Dave, he bought some shit. He bought like a big giant fucking gas station sign for himself off of a person they bought a car off of. And then he bought some other stuff. And then he bought a siren he saw at a VA, like, little clubhouse, a veterans clubhouse in Canada. He saw, like, some siren. He saw it didn't match the decor. And so he bought that shit. And he says, yeah, man, I like to collect. I like to collect all sorts of things. So this shit cracked me up, you know, because I was like, man, I knew I liked this motherfucker, because he said he likes to collect a lot of things. And I don't mind doing that, too. But sometimes you do got to focus in, because I got tons of packages of baseball cards, football cards, basketball cards, break results that have not opened up yet. And they're 3 years old already. This in bags. And that's the sad part. I haven't organized my baseball cards. And then I keep buying other shit that just goes on top and goes on top of that. And to me, you know, like, it's out of sight, out of mind, but you know you still have it. That's a problem sometimes. And I, you know, I you know, hoarding or keeping a lot of stuff without organization. And that's the problem. And, you know, I don't feel on it, because, you know, when you say hoarder, you're fucking hoarding fucking newspapers for no reason and sales ads that expired. Nah, motherfucker, I don't keep that shit. I'll throw that shit out, you know, but I think that's the problem, that stigma with the word hoarder. Is like that, because we see, you know, that the extreme hoarders, like on TLC and on the cable network, man, these motherfuckers got trash and all sorts of shit in their fucking house. Literally, they have shit because of animals and all that. That's not cool. You know, you gotta be clean, you gotta be healthy, and then if you have a collection of stuff, organize it. And I think that's a problem of people who collect things. If they're not organized, it's that you got to be organized. You got to be. It's hard sometimes because, you know, we got other things. Like, we just want to go, yeah, fuck yeah, I bought. Like, for me, I like hats. I like collecting hats as well. I don't collect, I like wearing them. But I got hats and boxes I haven't even opened yet. So, you know, I got to take care of some of that shit, too. But, you know, organize them. And I think I already have an idea, because I have two hat organizers from the hat club. The ones that fit, like, what, 29 hats or 30 hats or... I forget, you know, the big see-through bags. They're cool. And I already have an idea how I'm going to organize. I might just organize them fitted, snapback. You know, I mean, fitteds in one and a snapbacks in the other. Or I might organize them by sport, you know, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, so I do collect a lot of different stuff. You just got to stay focused in on what you got to do. And it's hard because sometimes, say, especially a person with ADHD, it's not, it's, see, I don't want people to say, oh, you just use ADHD as an excuse, man. Get your fucking head out of the class. It's not an excuse. Like, it's not, what I mean by that is, it's a valid reason. You know, sometimes when you say, what the fuck's wrong with you guys? How come you can't function? It's because, motherfucker, we just can't. Like, it's something that, I don't know if it's a chemical imbalance or something that goes on in our heads that keeps us from being all over the place sometimes. And then some people say there's good parts about being ADHD because sometimes you'll remember some stupid shit or you remember details of persons that they don't even realize. Some shit like that, I don't know. But it just depends. Every ADHD case is different and how you should treat it is different, you know. I get it. There's medication. Put them on medication. That's the valid thing to put on people. But, you know, that can help. And then also there's little exercises here and there. They know, like, you got a hyper kid, like you have attention, you got ADHD, you have hyper disorder too. Not just ADD, you have ADHD, so you're hyper as well. Oh, go fucking tire them out. Let the kid go run around. And then you're tripping out. It's fucking, you know, going to be midnight and the motherfucking kid's still up talking and doing all sorts of stuff, you know. So, but then, you know, as an adult, I think what comes into mind, just like this podcast, we're all over. We're in different arenas. That's why I said the arena of life. With Arena Vincent, is that as an adult, we get told that you have to work. You have to have a career. So we make sure, just like when we go into school, we try our best to do our best at school or at that job for the most part. Sometimes we do fuck around and do dumb shit. And that's what, you know, as an adult, though, you fuck around at work, you do dumb shit at work. That's serious. You're going to get fired. You're going to get in trouble. All that. So as an adult, we put this block in our head, say, hey, we can't be fucking around at work, man. We got to stay focused. We got to do our best at work. We got to boom, focus. And so that's why sometimes when we get home, we don't want to do nothing structural. We don't want to do nothing organized. We want to do whatever the fuck we want to do as an ADHD person. You know, or that could be anybody. Somebody who doesn't have ADHD can have that. Oh, you have a problem with authority. No, motherfuckers. It's like, we are focusing, we're doing our job, we're following the rules. When I get home, right, your home is your sanctuary. So in my sanctuary, I'm going to do this, and I want to do that. And, you know, that's why sometimes some people have issues with their partners, with their loved ones, because, you know, they're not organized. They have organizational messes everywhere and stuff like that. You know, I'm not saying be dirty. If you're a motherfucker, got dirty-ass cups and dirty-ass plates and spoons and shit all over the place, that shit's nasty. Go throw that shit in the fucking sink and wash your fucking dishes and throw the trash out. That's unacceptable for me. But see, then I can be lashing out at some people who have that issue. You know, and that's not right. Because I don't want them lashing out at me because of my issue. But yeah, I'm going to lash out on them. You're going to be on your soapbox. No, but to me, cleanliness is an issue as well. You got to be clean. So you if you have issues and you're hoarding, make sure you're collecting shit that's clean. Don't be fucking hoarding nasty shit. Dead things, shit like that. Nah, man, you don't want roaches or mice in your fucking house. That's unacceptable, man. You can't do that. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to stop. That's when you tell yourself, hey, man, this is dangerous. You don't want that shit. But if you're collecting your collection, try to focus in on one collection. Try to make a schedule. And then, you know, the whole, like, oh, let's be organized. Let's make a schedule. You know, I tried that so many times, man. I tried so many times, and I want to do it. And I want to make a schedule. I want to be organized. And I try to make like a little list. I fucking have a list. I bought a list app. I literally bought it with my fucking PayPal money that I got from, you know, those like receipt apps. So you scan your receipt and they give you points and then you cash out. Well, I've done doing that for about a year or so or more. And, you know, I use multiple receipt apps and like Coin Out, Receipt Hog or whatever, Receipt Pig or whatever the fuck it's called. Coin Out, Receipt Pig, Fetch. I forget the other two I use. But, you know, why not? I mean, I love the receipts. You get the receipts to scan them. But then, I don't even do that, man. I don't even do that shit. I got receipts in my back pocket still because I don't want to take the time to do it. Because the time to scan them all and all the each app is like, I have 5 apps that do all that. I don't want to do it. And that's the bad part. That's the shit. It's like, man, that's something, like, it's supposed to be not fun, but it's supposed to be something you're doing to collect. There's so many receipts I never scanned that I could have got points for. I could have got stuff for, and eventually could have cashed out. But going back, I bought a list app. I have a list of all my Sega games so far. I haven't typed everything in. All that, man. So it's just funny how it works out. But everybody has to find their way of organizing and getting focused on stuff they need to be focused on. And I get it. You got a life. You got a career life. You got work. Focus on that. Try not to bring work home, they say. Unless, like, you like work so much that you like doing that, then I get it. You got no problem with it. It's cool. But try to relax sometimes when you're at home. Try to, you know, kick the shoes off and say, no, this is my down. This is my time. So work's not going to take my time. I'm going to do my hobbies. And then vice versa, though. When you're at work, make sure you try to take care of your work. Don't get distracted. Take care of your work because you don't want to give the company you work for. Believe me, unless, like, you own that company or you brought it up, whatever, fuck it. There's guys who created a company, went public, and then they got booted out by the board of directors of board because they didn't, you know, because they were doing stuff that made the company look bad. So remember, the corporation is going to do what's good for the corporation for the most part. I'm not saying 100% all the time. There's sometimes corporations, quote unquote, have a heart, or they just don't want the bad publicity, or they just don't care. And they just say, we'll keep you along because, yeah, you do bad, good job. You fucked up, you know, what all that. But most of the time, they're a manager is not going to sacrifice their job for you. You find one that does that, that's cool. Maybe the manager has another gig lined up. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they felt like at the end of the day, this person needs a job more than I do. Whatever, man. But at the end of the day, remember that. Management, upper management, at the end of the day, do not know who you are, really. They only know you by your name, whatever is in your HR file for the most part, or whatever they ask around about you, which is fine. But corporations, don't give your employer ammunitions to fire you. And I mean normal things like come to work on time, leave when it's supposed, your time you're supposed to leave. You know, don't leave early without permission, shit like that. And don't call out so much. Like the minor things that you can control. Calling out, to me, if you have like a sick relative, that's something you can't control. Or you're sick, crazy shit happens, you can't control that. But, like, you know, shit when you know we call out, oh, I feel sick, I'm not going to go in today. Sick time. Even though you're not sick, shit like that. I get it. I think most people have done that for the most part. But try to not give them ammunition, especially if you're on probation. You have a probationary term, a period, because then it can let you go even faster. But, you know, don't give them ammunition. Stay focused. And we're going to go on to the next segment. We might talk about this more. But that's it for segment one, man. Stay focused, you know. Stay clean. Don't hoard dirty stuff. Stay clean, man. Stay focused and relax, though. Relax. And remember, your time is your time. You can't, that shit you don't get back. Your free time is something you don't get back. Your lifetime is something you don't get back. Even if you grind away, you have 2 jobs and 16-hour days of work. Remember, you're not getting any of this time back. So remember, try to be happy. I get it. If you're getting paid a lot of money, fuck it. You're going to sacrifice happiness over money because then you'll be happy at home. But at the end of the day, you know, time is something we do not get back. Even the richest motherfuckers in the world can't buy time back. You know, they might look young. Fuck, they might have implants in their body to make them fucking feel young. But they ain't young, motherfucker. So remember, man, enjoy life while you can. Be present in the moment. I know it's always easy for you to say. And the future will come, of course. And what happens in the past, learn from it, gain experience from it. And if you want to do something about it, maybe you can, maybe you can't. But remember, we all have past. So try to learn as much, get as much experience as you can from it. Live in the present, and the future is going to come anyway. Man, so on to the next segment. Hey, what's up? Second segment of the episode. How's everybody doing? Man, but like I said, don't give them no ammunition to fire your ass, you know, so it's pretty easy, man. If you show up to work, do your job, show up on time, you know, you're good. But if you show up late a lot, then that might be an issue. But I mean, sometimes what happens, man, sometimes that's what we have to do in life. Sometimes it's unexpected, where you get let go or laid off, fired, terminated, whatever words you want to use. I know they all have different definitions to a point. You get laid off, that's something you're still a good, decent worker, good worker, but they just laid you off, you know? If you resign or quit, a resign is a nicer word for quit in a way. You get to still be rehirable most of the time. And you just resigned. You either couldn't work the schedule, long distance, you moved away. Well, you know, all that, but you couldn't give it your 2 weeks. You know, like there's like those funny TikTok videos where you don't need to give a corporation 2 weeks because you don't. Because remember, in California, in the state of California, I don't know other states. I think most workers are protected to a point. And it's at will. You know, most are always at will employers. Unless like you're a private like an independent contractor, you sign like a contract or something, that's different. But in the state of California, they're all most employment is all at will. You know, most W-4, W-2, whatever the fuck, hourly, you know, hourly, even salary. But you know, they're all at will employment. So you can leave, and same thing, they can let you go, as well, if they want to for no reason. You know. But now, you know, like they say, if you feel like you got let go because out of retaliation or something, then it's different. You know, now, but you have to prove that. Now, you have the burden to prove that, you know. But going back to it, you know, so that, and then, of course, being fired. You know, that's the worstest one to a point. Unless you already know it's going to happen because, like, you come late all the time. Or you know you're at the job and it's like this job is like you maybe needed it at one time and now long you no longer need it, so you kind of either slack off or just not, you still do the job, you're still there, you're still a body, but the work quality, I guess, suffers. I don't know, you know what I mean, when people are like, I'm just here, man, get this check and I'll do my best, you know, but you know the motivation is sometimes not there or whatever. So that can happen, or, you know, just out of nowhere you get fired. But usually most people get fired because they know they did something wrong, or they did something that was questionable, or, you know, they did something against stupid corporate rules or whatever, you know? And that all those add up to, or it's maybe you got in a fight at work. A lot of employers are zero tolerance towards violence, so sometimes you get fired for that. And to me, I think they actually go case by case. I get why they say zero tolerance, because it makes a person think about doing stupid shit sometimes, you know, especially if you need the job or it's a decent paying job. Because sometimes you can have two jobs, you can have two good paying jobs. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. If it fits in your schedule and your work doesn't, you know, the quality, you're not hurting the other place because maybe you're tired or whatever. You know, it's all good. Like that's why employers need to stop. And I get it. Oh, leave some jobs for the rest of us. Stop stealing all our jobs. Like crazy ass, racist ass white people and shit out there. Or racist Americans in general. Maybe white, black, brown, Chinese, yellow. Oh shit, you know what I mean? So it's not, but you know, but it's just people out there. If you wanna hustle, go ahead. But you gotta know your worth as well. Know your worth. I know that's like easily said than done sometimes. Especially if you are not in a bind, but you know, you are barely going to enter a workforce. You know, a lot of them are going to bullshit you. Oh, you have no experience. Why should I hire you? It's like, come on, man. And that's the thing. It kind of makes me, I laugh about it because especially when they put like, you know, requirements for the job, they say, oh, at least, have like a couple years experience. Or if not, we'll train. That's what you should put. Stop fucking. I mean, I get it. If you don't want to train somebody, you just want to put them out there. But you have to train them the way you guys do your procedures. You know what I mean? It's not like, okay, yeah, you know how your other job did it. You can do it that way. The fuck? You know, get even like hammering a nail. Like everybody knows how to hammer a nail. Like, or you'll get taught how to hammer a nail. That's the way of doing it. What I mean by like how your company handles things, how your company does their procedures, what your company feels is a serious thing, or how they write little, you know, if you're doing security, like how your private company does parking violations, how they handle the process of doing that, or contacting police, or is it you, or is it a dispatcher that contacts the police for you, all that stuff, see? That's what I meant by on-the-job training, you know? But I just laugh, because, like, these places, like, oh, we want this, we want that, like, man, remember, there's people who don't have experience, and they get experience, and then that's how, you know what I mean, like, that's why I always laugh, like, especially you got these supervisors and managers, or anybody, hiring manager, people who are hiring, whatever, I'm not criticizing, it's a hard job, whatever job you gotta do, but in general, like, sometimes when you ask these questions, I feel like you're overqualified, or and I get it, because they want to establish if you're just gonna stay at this job or not, because you don't want to hire somebody who's had 7 jobs in the past year. But unless they have 7 legitimate reasons for leaving or everything, you know, that's different. But I get it. You just want to hire somebody because it takes a process. What? I think Indeed or somebody on the radio. Don't quote me on this. I'm not guaranteeing it. But it takes about 11 weeks to get a new hire into the process, to get your new employee into the mix properly, I guess. Man, I've worked security companies where they fucking hired me right then and there, that day, and they asked me if I wanted to work. That day, you know? And I was like, that night, I was like, nah. Or even another company where I was a terminal clerk, basically checking big rigs and stuff, like big rig trucks, they're bringing trailers and you just check them in. Man, they had me work. I had to interview, I believe it was like Monday or Tuesday, and then I worked Friday of that same week. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's possible, man. There's jobs and security, too. I had an interview with a guy who owned his own little private security company, and he also had a club. And that day, he asked me if I can, he said, oh, do you want to work today, tonight? I was like, I mean, sure. You know? That same, like, it was in the evening we had an interview. And then his club, you know, of course, clubs only start popping until like 8 or 9, you know. So then he's like, okay, yeah, you can start at 9 p.m., you know. I'm like, what? So I just stayed in the parking lot or whatever. I forgot. That was a trip. It tripped me out, you know. So those companies do exist. That stuff does happen. And, what else was I going to say? So, you know, like, when we, new jobs are out there, but I just feel like sometimes if somebody just has, that just shows that they work, they know how to work. Give them the chance to, just give them a chance to, you know, if you're going to interview. But that's the problem sometimes. There's like school district jobs or like sometimes the county jobs, the city jobs. Sometimes they have this thing where, you know, they have to interview everyone who's applied for a job that qualifies. They have to, or else they can get in trouble. You know, so that's why it's kind of like a ring around, because sometimes the principal or the administrator or the manager, whoever's doing the hiring or who has in the group of decision makers of the making the hiring decision, they already have somebody and they already interviewed the person they want. And then it's closed mind if they're said, I want this guy and that's it, you know? So, shit, I missed my excerpt. So that's what will happen. And then, I missed my exit, guys, my bag. I'm talking, you know, but we good. It's not that bad. So that's what will happen. And then you go through an interview process and you go through multiple interviews and processes. I'm not saying, oh, you're a little bitch. Sometimes you got to jump through the rings, man. That's the way it is. They want, you know, especially if you've interviewed for the same type of position at a school district, but different locations. How the manager, operations manager, or facilities manager might even know who you are already. So you got to put in, and if you're a good interviewer, and I get it, some people get nervous, they get sweaty, they get tongue-tied, they get tongue-twisted, they get quiet. In an interview, all you got to do is just be yourself, man. Just be yourself. And of course, I'm not saying cuss and say, oh, fuck it, man, yeah, some fucking asshole shit on the floor, I'm fucking yelling at that. No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying do that shit. I'm not saying just be yourself to the point where, you know, you already know what to say. Don't be dumb. Don't be like fucking irrational. Just say, hey, yeah, you know, I do my thing. If somebody, you know, I found poop on the floor, you know, whatever, custodial job, you know, whatever job you're thinking about. and you know you relate to that job, you give them a like, and then of course they always ask you, oh, can you give me an example of when someone was difficult, what did you do or how did you handle it? These guys follow the proper channels. And the thing is for that, you can just say, you know, be common sense about it. Don't be crazy. Don't say, oh, I'm going to beat his ass. You know, you just say, the easy way out for me, guys, how I explain this one is just say this. I will follow. I'll try to, de-escalate the situation if I can. But if the situation's too, getting too unsafe, those are words you can use, unsafe. I'm not trying to be an expert on interviews, not. But like, you know, you just be like, oh, I'll just follow the guidelines of whatever my company, the company, for example, whatever company you're getting interviewed for has, you know, let the supervisor know, let management know what's going on, you know, and then I'll just be there and just try to de-escalate the situation if I can or whatever. See? But I get it, man. And again, they just want to see the body language too. They want to see how the way you react to their questions and stuff. So, you know. But, so it is a process out there, trying to find a new job, trying to look for new places and all that. But it's not over. That part of your life is over. You know, those memories or, you know, like I said, I mean memories like this in general. Not be like, oh, the precious memories I have. Not like that. There's memories in general of working that location or working at that site or working there. You'll have, you know, you might have, hopefully you have good ones, or you don't have any, just neutral. Like, oh, is this the job? I went there and I don't really remember anybody. But if you make new friends there, cool. But remember, you know, being a social person, you got to reach out to a person as well. You know, you can't just be like, oh yeah, I met a couple people there. You got their phone numbers. You never call them or never text them. Or if you follow on Instagram, you never say, hey, what's up? Come on, man. There's nothing wrong with that. I think the problem now, like, I'm not young. I'm 35 years old. I'm going to be 35 years old, you know? So I'm not a young generation. But sometimes I notice that, like, you know, for me, I'm a quiet, shy type of person. So I don't want to bug people that much. Unless I have to, like, you know, if it's my job to tell you, hey, you know, I'm going to try to be nice, polite way of doing it. But, you know, whatever. But I don't want to be like, hey, what's up? How you doing, you know? And then, you know, it's like, oh, what's up? Not much. Oh, okay, cool. If you want to keep talking, fuck, just be straight out and say, can we talk? you know, they see like in a mood, like when you're at work and your boss says, hey, can we talk? Or supervisor says, hey, can we talk? Or coworker, and this is about work or whatever because it's a work project or something. That's the same thing. You should go at it socializing with people. There's nothing wrong with that. And I get it, the rejection part, and then the rejection part and the fear of missing out part sometimes too. I guess that's why some people go a little bit above and beyond sometimes, or a little bit overboard when it comes to certain things or certain. But nah, man, just say, hey, what's up, man? I got, you know, or you, whatever you want to say. Because then people will take it a weird way. Like, oh, hey, man, I got some free time. I got some time to kill. Hey, what's up? How you been? Let's talk. You know, and it's like, you know, then somebody will be like, oh, so now since you have free time, you want to talk to me? Well, of course, motherfucker, I'm working the other day. Nah, but I think, like, generation-wise, like, either, like, they don't want to bug, or they'd be like, oh, that's not cool to social. Like, what the fuck? It is cool, but I get it. Like, you know, especially if you're dealing with the opposite sex. Some people have that issue dealing with the opposite sex. This is friends or whatever. You can, like, just talk to them. My advice, easier said than done, I get it. Just talk to them like you talk to a normal person. Like, you just talk. Put the sex part out. Like, yeah, it's a female. Cool. She looks good. Fine. That's hot. She's hot, cool, that's a plus, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat, whatever, you know, that's cool. But just talk to them like normal. I mean, I get it, some motherfuckers are people like, oh, they're feeling this chick or feeling this guy, whatever floats the boat, you know, and you don't want to be like, you know, you want to kind of try to be a little smoother, or you want to be like a little cooler, or you want to talk to them a little differently. You know, that's cool, but just go, and you got to go commit to it. It's like, you know, I'm not saying fool, like, you know, those motherfuckers that say full send, not half send, no half sends or whatever, going all out. Just commit to what you want to do. I get it. Some women might find it cute if you're stuttering or stumbling with your words a little bit because you're nervous and all that, but that's cool. Or there's some women that as soon as you let them know you're into them, they will take control. And they'll be like, okay. And you're like, hey, yeah, yeah. Can I get your, is there a way I can get your number, or you want to hang, can we initiate? You know what? Yeah, we can kick it. We can kick it tomorrow night, or we can go out to eat tomorrow night. Is that cool? You know, the hell yeah. See, that's the women I like. And, you know, but not all the way though, because they'd be like, hey, you know, you gotta go. You gotta go get something to eat. We're going like in and out. In and out norms, maybe some shit like that, up price range. Nah, but you know, like for instance, or whatever. But you got to have the intent to say it. But don't be a creep about it. Like when dealing with the opposite sex too, don't be a creep and be like, oh hey, what's up? I wanna stare in your eyes, or I wanna stare at your boobs, or you know, whatever, man. Just don't be like that. That's part two. And then accept the denial. If a female tells you no, they're not into you, you're not my type, then just accept it. You know what I mean? Don't be like, oh, fuck you, ugly anyway. Or I was just trying to give you a chance. Don't say asshole shit like that, man. Even if you feel that way, there's no need to say it. Because now that question that comes to you off, like, don't, just fuck it. You know, the female, you took the shot, you missed it. At least you took the shot. And I get it. Then other people just try to play it cool. They just quiet. They quiet. Because there's a switch, I think, in some people. Social-wise, where they like to, they want to socialize. They love it. It's cool. Oh, I guess you get the endorphins from socializing, if that's part of, if that's what, you know, makes you like, yeah, that's so cool. Or you just want to socialize. And then I get it. Then the next day, you're just totally fucking quiet. Like, you don't want to talk. Or not say you don't want to talk. You just don't feel like talking. That's fine. You know? You got to get people who understand that. Or you just let people know, hey, man, today I might talk a lot. I want to talk to you a lot. And it's cool. Don't take it personally. There's days where I'm off and on, man. Like, I want to talk. I want to talk. I want to talk about stuff. And then there's days I just want to be like, yeah, just chill, you know? Chilling out. But then that's why there's like, when you look at sometimes the people's friend groups. Friend groups. And you say like, okay, this cool. You know how sometimes there's the cool, there's like the quiet guy or the laid back girl or the quiet girl, and then they got the friend that's fucking always like, hey, what's up, man? Let's go do this. Or the friend of fucking, even when they get married. You know what I mean? There's a motherfucking friend that, let's go. There's a friend that four-way stop, man. Four-way stops are funny, man. Since I'm talking about, like, I get it. If you were there first, that's fine. You know, the way it goes. You know, it's fine. But then, like, it's just the way it's processed. Four-way stops. How does it work? Clockwise, right? or counterclockwise. I don't fucking know. But you get it. But whatever. But how... You just got to be careful with that. So you commit. I was at this four-way stop. If I would have committed and this would fucking went straight through, yeah, you got to keep your eyes open. You know, but anyway. What was I saying about that? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, saying about this beat, you got to be committed. So if you're going to do it, you're going to go discommit to that. To say they do that. Honestly, hey, hello, what's up? And take denial. If it doesn't, if it happens, it happens. You know? And then too, think of it too. You're just being polite, man. You know how many motherfuckers, you know how many women out there, even older women, you know, don't get told they're beautiful. Don't get told they're looking good. Don't get told they smell good. They wearing perfume. Don't get say, oh, your nails look good. Looking pretty. Looking fly. You know, they're probably on social media, but that's different. You know, that's cool. I mean, believe me, man. I don't really get that many likes and shit on my shit, but it's cool, right? Like, yeah. So, so, you know, just say it. Say, hey, girl. Hey, excuse me, miss, or whatever the fuck you want to say. Looking beautiful, looking good, looking hot, whatever. and then, hey, at least you give the person a compliment, you know? Like, there ain't nothing wrong with compliment giving, you know? Or if they say, oh, I'm not really into you, sorry, or I'm married, or boyfriend, say, okay. Or you can always say, okay, cool, you know? And all that. But just do it. Just do it out there, socialize, and then there's times. And then, you again, going back to the whole friend, then you got the friend that will call. Even if you're married, they'll still come over. They'll still, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, opposite, they're kind of opposite. Like, one's chill, And the other one is more like, hey, hey, what's up? Let's go kick it, let's kick it. That's cool too, because outgoing, there you go. That's the word, outgoing. And the other one's not, but the other one's cool. Same too, because you got two cool friends, right? They're both very understanding. And not that part, not being like assholes or mad at each other because they don't hang out. Just like they're both cool. Then guess what? They're not going to really kick it that much because there's not one fucking saying, hey, let's fucking kick it. You know, there's not one putting their foot down saying, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this, you know? So that's why it's kind of like a mixed bag right there. You know, you got to do it this way and do it that way. But, man, yeah, socializing is cool. And I get it, but then sometimes you just want that peace and quiet. And that's why sometimes you'll ask, like, the people who are very quiet or don't you feel, or I mean, they still have friends. Don't get me wrong now. You know, because the motherfucker is quiet doesn't mean he don't have friends and all that. But they can still, they still have, what's going on? They still have, they still have acquaintances. They still have friends. They still talk, you know. So it's fun, you know, you just gotta. And, you know, you just got to be cool, be happy, and just do your thing if you can. But, oh, my bad. Sorry about the silence. It was like, I guess a little car accident over here. But, I got the little fuel. Got the little fuel sign, guys. But, anyway, man. But, yeah, socializing is pretty cool. If you're gonna do it, just do it. Don't be scared not to do it. There you go. Don't be scared not to do it. And then going back to it, interviewing process and all that. Yeah, man, it's different. It's out there. Sometimes you'll get tired of it, but I get it. Like, you know, there's people. Cause like once you get a job, right? That job is gonna come into play. And what I mean by that is, is, you know, say, you know, I'm not saying, oh, settle for any job out there. No, you know how much you're going to pay, you know the hours, and if it fits, it fits. If it's a little far, but you're going to still do it, that's a decision that you're going to make, you know. If it, like, distance-wise, like, oh, man, this fucking place is far, but I'll still do it, you know. But how I say this is, you know, there's jobs out there when you get trying to look for a new job or trying to get a job. Sometimes you don't want to not settle, but take the first one, especially if there's other ones that you apply to that you're more interested in. Unless, you know, but then sometimes if you need a job, you're going to take whatever they're going to be offering you first because you applied knowing what where the rate, the salary is and all that money, you know, so you're good with that. So yeah, that's why it's like a mixed bag, but no, it's like, because then once you get a job, right, you know, your orientation, usually it's during the morning, you know, or and stuff like that, and training sometimes, usually during the morning. Or if not, you will work like your grave, if you're a graveyard person, you'll go into your graveyard shift training, you know. And that's that. So now you don't really have time to do anything else because... You don't really have time to do anything else because you're busy doing your job. Then you're going home to go to sleep because you work graveyard. So see, now you put a predicament in there. But, you know, you can do it. It's not that bad. You know, it can be done. So. But. Oh. I can't crash into the house or what? Anyhow, I just went around the block looking for parking. I guess a car smashed into somebody's house or something. That was crazy. Crazy, crazy indeed, man. But that's just the way it goes. I know we're all over the place. First time I'm interviewing and then talking about socializing. Sorry, guys, I know. It's the arena of life, man. We encounter this shit all the time. I think we do, right? We encounter it. You know, you're going to be like, hey, let's do this and let's do that. And I don't know. To me, it's like, it's a good topic to talk about. Damn, what the fuck are you doing, bro? The fuck are you doing? Go, motherfucker. God damn. Oh, my fucking God. Fucking stupid idiot. Sorry. No road rage. No road rage. But nah. You know, that's what happens though. I'll be wasting all my fucking gas leaving for a parking spot. God damn. It's crazy. But that's it, man. That's the segment. It was, you know, that's what I want. Socializing. And then, you know, if you just commit to it. You know, if you want to, just do it. Don't waste your time. Don't waste it. Like I said, time. Time is something you don't get back. So don't go back on it. Don't be like, oh, next time. Oh, next time I'll say something. Oh, next time I'll say something. Oh, it doesn't feel right this time. It doesn't feel right this time. I'm not going to say anything this time. Nah, you got to go back and you got to just say it. Because if you don't say it, you might miss your opportunity. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean by saying that, do it, and then you'll know what happens. There you go. And then you'll know what happens. But that's it. That's it for this segment, guys. You know, it's funny how it works out, but that's the way it goes. Arena life all over the place. I was going to talk about the NBA Finals, you know, my prediction and all that, but I guess I'll talk about that next segment. Hopefully it goes these coincide. You know, I kind of had a good point, but then it kind of went out there, you know, like always. Like everything I talk about, sometimes it just goes out the other way, you know. You think you got a good segment here, and then it wasn't that great. But, guys, thank y'all for listening. We're going to go on to the next segment, hopefully. And we'll see what happens. All right. Hey, what's up? Last segment of the episode for June 2023. I think last segment, I was talking about job interviews and stuff like that. Then it kind of being like social. I think it was socializing. And I think kind of towards the end, it was kind of like, I was in and out. So I apologize. Well, I apologize for that if you're listening that far. If you get this far, thank you again for listening. It's the Arena of Life podcast with Arena Vincent. Segment number 3. I'm just going to do it like that or whatever. I did want to get into support. Yeah, but I want to apologize. I think I felt like, you know, sometimes, like, you're doing something, right? You're creating something. And then you feel like you kind of messed up, or you kind of feel like, oh, I could have done a better job. Or maybe I should have cut it short. Maybe I should have, whatever, though, you know. It ain't going to get edited out. I was driving, too, and then I was reacting the way some people are driving and shit. But it's all good. But yeah, man, just do your best. Be yourself when you're doing job interviews, stuff like that. It's hard, though, man, especially if you're like in a niche position or a niche area of work or whatever you want to call your career, you know, there might be a plenty of you out there, like of your skill set out there. So it's kind of hard. But other than that, there's a lot of, you know, labor jobs, like in general. I think a lot of places are hard. And just depends where you're at, too, you know, where you're located, geography wise. You know what I mean? Because you might be located in an area where there's not that much work, you know, or you might be located in a rural area where there's only a couple places to actually get good job or good pay or whatever, stuff like that. So I get that. But if you're I'm over here on the West Coast, Orange County, California, what's up? That's where I call home. It's right next to Orange County, where I live at, Anaheim, Garden Grove area. It's pretty close to LA County, pretty close to, you know, Long Beach, California area as well. So, and then, it is kind of next to also Riverside, Inland Empire area, Riverside County area. So that's a lot of, so there's kind of like, you know, if you want to travel, you can travel, you know, if you're not going to go, if you're going over 50 miles to your workplace, as long as it pays good, why not, you know? But, My bad, guys. I can't edit this out. My bad, guys. My bad. I apologize, man. I took a drink of my soda and started fucking choking on the soda and shit. But yeah, man. So, you know, out there, depending where areas you are, you know, and then the job skills you want to do, I get it. There's, you know, you want to be an office person, you know, or you want to sit behind a desk, 9 to 5, 8 to 5, 8 to 4:30, whatever person like that, administrative type shit, or you want to be labor, or you want to do a little bit of both, shipping, receiving, warehousing, you know, whatever, man. You know, just put it out there. Just don't give up out there, man. Anybody who is currently have a job or trying to look for a job, just don't quit. Just keep looking until you find one. Because that's the problem. Sometimes we'll get down on ourselves. Say, man, I ain't never going to get the job I want. I ain't never going to get a position that I really want. And I get it. Sometimes you might have to settle for a job that you may, like, you might have, like, you might have a liking, or you, it's cool, I like this job, but it's not me. Like, it's not what I really want to do. But you got to, sometimes you got to settle, man. Because at the end of the day, you got to pay the bills that make that money. You know, if, you know, regardless, you're a man, woman, head of a household, not head of a household, even if you're living with your parents still, or you're living with loved ones or whoever, you know, you don't really, still, at the end of the day, you make money, you can contribute, help out, or just make money, man, to, you know, at the end of the day, I know some people don't like money, don't like the way how money works out, but in a society like this, money does help you achieve things, you know. But again, you can ask the richest motherfuckers in the world, are they truly happy? They might be over the third world. They don't have no third world issues. They have first world issues, they would say, you know? So that's why you got to look at it that way. But, yeah, man, just don't give up about looking for a job and getting those interviews, man. I know sometimes the interview part sometimes is frustrating. Because sometimes it's going to be a waste of fucking time, you know? It's like, man, why the fuck did you even interview me? And I get it, you know? You just never know. Unless you can read their minds or something. But anyway, man, let's get back into it. Let's talk about sports. Great sports talk. But anyway, man, first off, I want to send a shout out to a podcast that I do listen. Again, I'm over here on the West Coast, California. What's up? That's right. I want to send a shout out. I'm an Angel fan. Again, my Major League Baseball allegiances. I'm an Angel fan, Anaheim Angels fan, whatever you want to make fun of their name, Los Angeles Angels. I don't like that name. I always believed in the Anaheim Angels, or fucking call them the California Angels. But that whole Los Angeles Angels bullshit, that was whack. But, you know, that's what a rich owner tries to do, tries to make more money by naming his name like that to try to get more people from the L.A. County to come on over. But that's just whack, bro. But I'm an Angels fan. What else on that? And also a San Francisco Giants fan because of Barry Bonds, you know, one of the greatest ever to ever play the game. One of the greatest. He's not the greatest. He's one of the greatest. Many baseball players ever played a game. Outfielder ever played a game. Left fielder, if you want to call him that. But home run king. Again, I get it. He did HGH. He did who he is. He did not. No dirty tests. No dirty tests. Never self-admitted. And I get it. I've read the information. Well, supposedly he did have tests that were dirty. They were not official MLB drug tests. You know what I mean? So you want to do scrims, you know, what, schematics or semantics, whatever the fuck that word is. I get it. But nah, man, to me, he's still one of the greatest. All the disrespect he gets, that's what, you know, whatever, man. But he still belongs in the Hall of Fame. He's still the home run king. And all those other motherfuckers that say he's not, why don't you tell all those fucking baseball writers, all those motherfucking baseball writers, all the baseball commentators, all the baseball blogs at the early 2000s, if they all fucking knew, how come they still praised them? How come they still said good job? I mean, I get it. There's probably some writers out there that didn't relent like Barry Bonds, period, because they thought he was juicing or whatever. And then Barry Bonds didn't have a good relationship with this media, I don't think, anyway, because I thought he kind of comes off as kind of an asshole. Or at times, or whatever, you know, I heard, or when he, you know, early in his career and stuff like that, and maybe even later on. I don't know the guy personally. I never met the guy personally, but still, to me, he's one of the greatest ever to play the game. And also, what was I going to say? So, you know, they, you know, all the motherfuckers who profited, baseball profited off of it, or people viewing in, tuning in to watch him hit home runs, going to the games to try to catch his home run ball, all that shit. So shut the fuck up, sports writers. Get this motherfucker into the Hall of Fame. You know, if not, all the older sports writers, they might get out. And then people of my generation, people of my generation will surely vote him in unless they hated him or didn't like him. You know, but it is what it is. I get it. Oh, there's got to be a rule. Nah, man, it's a Hall of Fame. I know MLB doesn't run the Hall of Fame. It's just the Baseball Hall of Fame, so technically they can get in. Pete Rose needs to get in, too, but, you know, whatever. But anyway. But, yeah, so I like Barry Bonds, and Barry Bonds is my guy growing up. I did 2002 World Series, again, bittersweet, motherfucker. I think I talked about this, but I'm sorry. I just want to talk about this in case there's new listeners to the podcast. You never know, guys. You never know. And I thank you to all my loyal listeners, man, all 9, 10, 12, 7, 20 of you, all 20 of my loyal listeners out there. I appreciate you. That's just because that's what the stats show me on, it used to be called Anchor, but now Spotify Podcast, whatever it is. That's, if you listen to it on there, it had like 9 listens. Again, I hope that's not just in general, but, you know, I hope not, but hey, if it is, it is, you know, doing a podcast, you're like, it's a fucking huge ocean now. Before the podcast waters were like ponds, little ponds to lakes. Now it's a huge fucking ocean of this podcast out there talking about all sorts of shit, you know. And since my thing, I talk about everything. That's my thing. I'm going to talk about everything. Anything that comes to mind, I'm going to talk. So it's the arena of life. So that's why I'm not grabbing hold of all the sports fans. I'm not grabbing hold of all the recreational fans, not grabbing hold of all the, you know, fucking exercise bodybuilding motherfuckers. I'm not grabbing hold of all the couponers and fucking hoarders or whatever, collectors or video gamers. Or I'm just grabbing on hold of whoever wants to come aboard or comedians or whatever, you know. So whoever wants to come aboard and check it out and listen to the podcast, I thank you. And then also I am It's a Milwaukee Brewer fan because of Tim Allen and the post-game show originally on AM 1250, WSSP AM 1250 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They had a Brewers post-game show would be done every day after a Brewers game. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. That's why I originally started listening to that station. That station does not longer exist. They went... The people who own them or run them decided to destroy all their local broadcasting or local whatever, so they don't air. The station itself exists, but the local talent that was there does not exist no more. So it's just a national station that plays CBS Sports nationally, whatever. Okay. But it's the way Jim Allen and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, he still works at the 1250. He just does updates now. And then Bill Baby Taus Schmid, he was also on the postgame show, but it was Tim Allen, his passion about the Brewers, man, it's like you're just talking to a fellow fan, and I like that, and, you know, I had nothing against the Brewers, so I root for the Brew Crew ever since 2015. All right, let's get into it, but shout out to another podcast again. Once again, it's the Halos in the Infield podcast, Halos in the Infield, or Heedy. For short, Halos in the Infield radio network or podcast network. Man, Todd Fox, the Lone Star Halo, Fernando, Trash Halo. I forgot her name. She's a female, though. My bad. I apologize. Just listen to the fucking podcast, too. But I want to say shout out to them. They are an Angels baseball podcast. They're Angel fans. You know, they're not sugarcoating shit. And the fact that, you know, I was listening to one of I fell behind on all my podcasts listening, so I get it, it happens. I fell behind on all my podcasts listening, and I'm still in late, I'm still in May for a lot of my podcasts that I do listen to, like end of May-ish, kind of mid-May to end of May, so I got to jump back on it, make sure I listen to them all, and all that. The last episode that I was listening to, I think it was May 22nd or May something, Fernando said that, you know, the Angels baseball, you know, organization doesn't like Halos in the Infield because, and they believe because they're just too critical. And to me, man, that's the blue. And I get it. If you're, hey, it's you. You can be allies, or you can do business wherever you want. So it's not me just telling you, oh, this you should not, because you know I get it. But Fernando, I don't know if Fernando or the other guy who does Catella Chronicles podcast. He's like a hockey fan too, so they talk about the Anaheim Ducks. I don't know if it was him or Fernando who said that, you know, the Angels are a form of entertainment as well, right? So, you know, we want to go there. Of course, it's sports, so it's a little bit different, but it's still entertainment. Motherfuckers are still going there to be entertained or to watch people do shit with sports, right? Do shit with a bat and ball, do shit with the ball, do, you know, baseball. And so he said, man, it's funny that in the long run, I can't quote him, but in the way he was saying, it's funny that some of these places, like, they just don't want, no criticism. Everything has to be positive. And I get it. Being a positive outlook, it's cool. It's fun. You know, it's everything. Yeah, that's right. You know, you got to think positively. But we got to be critical at times. Because we got to be critical. You have to, because you learn from the criticism sometimes. Constructive criticism is good, and I get it. Sometimes if your team, my Angels lose, and they lose badly, it pisses you off sometimes. Or if they lose, and, you know, errors are committed, or the way the team's being run, that you should be able to voice your opinion about that. So I have no problem with that at all. And the fact that the organization itself is that hurt that they don't even want to do business with Halos in the Infield, a podcast network. They don't really want to do anything. That's the sad part. You know, because these motherfuckers out here, even though they're critical, and even though, you know, they might be critical of the owner as well, Artie Moreno, they still fans of the team. And, you know, and somebody might voice their opinion, their personal opinion on that podcast, saying, like, oh, fuck that. I'm not going to go give Artie Moreno any more money so I can give to Trump. Oh, that's so political. That's what he did, though, right? I mean, like I said, this motherfucker hosted a fucking, you know, Latinos for Trump rally or fucking dinner or whatever. So, I mean, that's where he stands. That's what his political line. Our Moreno's a strong conservative. You know, he's, you know, whatever. But still, you know, they're fans of the game. And the fact that the Angels organization doesn't want to, doesn't really want to do business with them. Or, like, not do business, but just to be, you know, talk to them or help them out. Give them credentials. And I get it. You know, again, you own that team. You're the team owner. You can band or you can tell your executives that we ain't doing business with them. You know? But to me, that means you're doing something right. And because at the end of the day, man, we need the truth. That's all we ask for. You know, we want people's opinions and not all the time positive, because it's not going to be positive. Unless your team is winning all day, every day. And when they lose, they don't lose badly. They just lose on crazy stuff or whatever, man. And to me, you got to have that. It's a balance. We got to find the balance there. And I don't think sometimes the Angels with the AM 830 radio station, even it's right there in Angel Stadium, AM 830. I kind of doubt how much, you know, Roger Lodge can criticize the Angels, like how badly he can dig into them, you know. So I get that, you know. So it is what it is. But the fact that has occurred or does occur is kind of sad to me. But Fernando also said, though, there's Angels players, you know, that like some of their comments, that like some of their, you know, the Twitter, their rants or whatever and all that. And they actually have done interviews with Halos in the Infield radio network. So, you know, it's not, and I like that because, again, the player, I get it, they're contracted to the team. But the players are still their own person. You know what I mean? So I like that. And again, to me, Halos in the Infield is a great Angels podcast. They don't sugarcoat it. They're funny sometimes. Sometimes they get off topic. But I like it because, you know, it keeps me informed. Because I love baseball. Again, I love the Angels, man. But I ain't going to be able to name every single fucking player on the team. Every single motherfucker on the 40-man roster. You know, what did fucking... the 1994 Angels do. I don't, you know what I mean? Like I said, I remember the youngest I remember Chili Davis batting for the Angels when they're wearing the California Angels uniform still, you know. So and when I think Edison when Angel Stadium was still Angel Stadium, and they had I think they what they had the orange seats and the blue wall. I want to remember. And then they changed it to Edison International Field and painted the scenes green and shit. That's what I remember. I could be wrong, but that's what I remember. So that's how long, how young that I can remember going to a game and all that. So, but I like that. But I like, and so the podcast is a great podcast. Y'all should check it out. Halos in the Infield. But I wanted to bring that up. I know we're going to talk about more sports, but it's sports related, all right? And, I just wanted to say that, man. Organization, it sucks because, and then Artie Moreno, I know supposedly he is a person that does not like criticism. And there was a it they remember on Fox Sports West or well whoever televised broadcasted the Angel games regularly, they used to have a pregame show and a postgame show. And I guess this year when the Angels won a game, as this is the postgame show, so after the game, these fans were all outside yelling out, telling Artie Moreno to sell the team, sell the team, sell the team. Tell the team when after the team's won, there's fans like they're standing right behind the broadcast tape, like what they're doing, where these guys are sitting at a table doing the pregame, the postgame show, and it's funny. So the Halos in the Infield pointed it out. Then after that, now postgame shows they don't take place in the front of the stadium no more. Only the pregame show does. A post-game show occurs inside the stadium, like in one of the. So that's funny. That's how petty Artie Moreno was because they were fucking loud. They're saying yelling, "Sell the team!" Because Artie Moreno originally was thinking about selling the team. I think we talked about this on the owners episode I was talking about, And I'm sorry again, I'm broken record, but Artie Moreno was gonna sell the team. Then he changed his mind. And that was that, So, with that being said, so that's why these fans were yelling this out because they don't really care for Artie. They don't care. A lot of people don't care for Artie Moreno because a lot of shit he does, disrespecting Anaheim, disrespecting Orange County was one thing, and then they don't like the person he is. They feel like sometimes he either just meddles or doesn't do enough. So I don't know, or a cheapskate, he doesn't want to pay much, I don't know, whatever the two, I don't, they're all rich guys to me, if you say, politically, if they're differently political, then of course that's going to make change your way as well, thinking about the guy, but fuck it, he's a rich guy, whatever, I don't give a fuck, his name's Arturo, not Artie, but if that's what you want to be called, fine, whatever, that's why. And then they pointed out that then after that there was no more post game shows out there because I guess Artie Moreno didn't want to hear that shit or whoever. It could have been the front office, the management, business side saying, "Hey man, that's a bad look. We don't want them yelling that out no more. Let's move the post game show to because they don't want drunk fans. It's too rowdy." So that's what's funny, man. It's gonna happen regardless, man. Even those East Coast teams, the Yankees yelling, booing their own players, whatever. But that's the funny part, Like, hey, you own the team or you're an owner of the team or whatever, you can do whatever you want with it, man. We're still gonna come support because we support our home team, the Angels. Anaheim Angels, if you like calling them Los Angeles Angels, fuck it, they're just the Angels to me, man. We're gonna support them till the wheels fall off. We wanna make it to the playoffs because we do have one of the greatest players who ever played a game. And now he doesn't, And now he's, that's Mike Trout. And now we have another one of the greatest to ever play the game, fucking Shohei Ohtani. I hope Shohei does stay. I want him to stay. I want him to be an Angel for life. And I get it. We're gonna get the downturn. Like some people are already talking about Mike Trout. I think he's been in this that was a topic. They kind of brought up, but but then to me, that's why I'm shouting out Halos in the Infield podcast. Check them out. I'm shouting them out because to me, that was cool, man. What they were talking about. And I get it. Like Mike Trout, he's been in the league how long? still only one playoff appearance and eliminated in the first round or divisional series, divisional round, whatever, you know? So, I get it, but I also, I want them to stay, and I get it. It might be slowly going downhill now. Slowly, their career at plateaus, and you know, or goes up to the heights, or in their prime, and then they slowly go down. But you got to tell me, last year, I know Mike Trout hurt his back. He had back pain, back aches. This motherfucker came back and hit 40 home runs. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, so I'm still going to support the team. We and I think just with the Angels, a lot of people always talk shit, especially now, because Shohei's going off again. Shohei's going off again with 28 home runs or 29 home runs almost already. It's not even the All-Star break. Fuck yeah. You know? And that's why I get it. He's going to want his money, and more power to you, man, because these rich motherfuckers, they want their money. Believe me, that's why they charge so much for concessions and shit. Fucking a soda cup? Really? I'm paying for the cup as a souvenir? I fucking hope. $7 for a large soda. Or whatever the fucking price is. All that shit is, man, is just syrup and fucking CO2 carbonated motherfucking soda water. Club soda or whatever. That's all that shit is, man. And the syrup they pay, the big-ass pack, a big-ass cardboard box with a fucking plastic bag in it. You know, with syrup in it. That's what gives the soda flavor and shit. It is what it is. So, let Shohei get his money. Hopefully he stay an Angel, but if not, I'm glad we have him or we had him. And but it's the season's not over, baby. So playoffs, here we come. But shout out to Halos in the Infield podcast. Great sports talks if you're an Angels fan and you're looking for a podcast to listen to. And but that's it, man. That's it for the podcast, man. That's it for this episode of Arena, the Arena Life with Arena Vincent. I want to thank all y'all for listening. As always, thank you for exploring the arena we call life with your homie, Arena Vincent. Thank you for exploring the arena we call life with me, Arena Vincent. Sorry, I repeated myself. Vincent 365 Production, Novello. You know what to do with the podcast. Once again, with the podcast, it's rate and review the podcast of wherever you listen to the podcast, however you're listening. If it's Apple, if it's Google, if it's iHeart, if it's Spotify, or wherever the fuck you're listening is at, if you can rate and review, please do so. That helps the podcast get more listeners, I guess, or get, like, put in people's feeds. I don't fucking know. But that's what they want to do. Always check out my YouTube channel. It's Arena Vincent with Arena Vincent. All one word, all capital letters. Arena Vincent. All one word, all capital letters. Check me out there. Again, subscribe to the channel, the YouTube channel. And you know, drop comments on the videos if you want. Say what's up. And then also, the United States Football League, year two. All the haters. That's my, I guess, summer and spring league football. Championship game is going down this July 1st. I'm going to give you my prediction. I did make a prediction video if you want to watch it. But if not, I am taking the Pittsburgh Maulers to defeat the Birmingham Stallions. The Birmingham Stallions are trying to go back-to-back champions of the USFL in the modern era. That is, you know, USFL 2.0. This is the second, you know, life of the USFL. They were an organization, a sports league in the 80s, but then went out of business or whatever. Now they're back. Last year, the Birmingham Stallions won. This year, they're trying to go back-to-back champions. And I'm thinking the Pittsburgh Maulers will get it done with the upset and defeat the Birmingham Stallions. So that's my 2023 United States football. That's the USFL championship prediction. The Pittsburgh Maulers are your 2023 USFL champions. July 1st, that game is going down. Check it out. And if you're listening to this podcast after that, it's all good, man. Check out the USFL. Support those spring leagues as well. Not just for the players, but for all the people that work in the organization, trainers, equipment guys, referees, people who work on the sales staff, people who work in the media, people who work in administration, all that, man. Those are just opportunities for people to get their foot in the sports or to keep their sports career going. So that's why I also say support it. All right, man. That's it. That's the end of the podcast, man. I appreciate you listening. Check out my YouTube channel, Arena Vincent. Until next time. Peace.